Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you.
Before we begin, I'd like to make a very special announcement. We all know that soft skills certifications are powerful resume boosters. They provide great credibility to you and those on your team and so much more. Therefore, we are offering a live soft skills training seminar in Dallas, Texas, and this is your formal invitation from me to attend. I would like for you to be my special guest, and if you accept my invitation, please email info@simplysuccess.com. Send an email to info@simplysuccess.com, and my office will arrange something special for you when you arrive. Now,
let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply, that's my song. That's my song. I'm sure you've been in a place publicly and you heard your favorite song playing, and you know how it is when you hear your favorite song. It does something unique to you, because no matter where you are, in your car or someone else's, in a public place or at home, when you hear your song, it causes you to break out and sing along with it. You know how it is. You've been at a party maybe, or at a club possibly, and then your favorite song came on, and even though you were not thinking about dancing before your song came on, as soon as your song came on, you hit the dance floor like never before. My friends, everyone not only has a favorite song, but you know every word to it. You sing it all the time. It may be downloaded to your playlist. You probably play it over and over again in your car. Well, by the same token, in business, every successful organization needs a song. Yes, my friends, these are talking points that the whole team sings, that everyone says we're on the same page because this is what we represent. My friends and neighbors, I submit to you that if you're singing the wrong song, it's impossible to attract loyal clients and to build effective teams. However, if you're singing the right song, if you've made the right song yours, then not only can you build and maintain effective teams, you can perform and produce like never before. I know that you probably figured by now that song was going to be our acronym for today, and that S reminds us that we must sing a song of support. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you should never attempt to sing the song of success without singing the song of support, because success without support seldom happens, and it makes for a bad song. You have to communicate to people that you're working with about your team support, the company support, the system support. Everyone on the team should sing the praises of the support that new members are going to receive, that new customers are going to receive. You know, there you can go to the mall and they've got stores that are typically there for support. You've got a problem with your electronic device, you go to that store inside the mall and they will help you figure it out. They not only preach the sales component, they also preach support. Having trouble online, you go online and you chat because support is there. By the same token, people who are joining your team, who are a part of your organization, who are working with you side by side, they want to know that there is support available. They're nervous about taking the journey and embarking on this path with you. And because they are, they've got to understand that team support, company support, and system support is available. Everyone loves the song of support. Now, the second stanza of that song, or the O in our song acronym, is simply the song of obligation. You can never sing opportunity without obligation. Yes, my friends, I don't care what it is. You can purchase a new vehicle, and that vehicle can come with a warranty. However, you're obligated to change the oil on time, to follow the regularly routine maintenance schedule. If you don't, you'll void your warranty. When new employees get hired, they receive a handbook. The handbook says these are your obligations obligations and responsibilities. Never preach opportunity without obligation. When people join your team, my friends, they should understand what is expected of them. They should know that there is an obligation of time, that there is an obligation of resources. In other words, yes, they're going to have to spend some money. Nobody is able to access opportunity without obligations related to spending something. Again, they also have an opportunity of professionalism. They've got to have a conduct that represents the company and the team. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you want to sing a song of obligation. Now, even though it's not the most popular verse in the song, it is a necessary one. You've got a favorite song, and in that favorite song, there may be some words that you don't necessarily like, but everything else around the song makes it your favorite. By the same token, people often don't like to hear obligation, and if it's not sung repeatedly, if it's not on the lips of everyone on the team and in the organization, then people will forget their responsibilities and only seek the opportunity. That N in our song acronym reminds us that we must sing a northbound song. You know, on a compass, the north is the one that points up, and in business, we have a tendency to go in the direction in which we speak. If we talk of success, we have success. We talk of negativity, it seems to multiply. Whatever way we speak oftentimes determines where we go. So I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to speak the northbound conversation. What do you mean, Wallace? I simply mean you've got to speak up and talk about looking up and waking up and staying up. We always tell our organization, everybody on our team, that if you see a problem, speak up. If you want an example, look up to your leaders. If you want to maximize your potential, wake up. And if you're committed to not quitting, stay up. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there is a northbound verse in the song, and that northbound verse is we're always looking up, we're growing up, we're staying up, we're doing everything related to up. We're married to the up principle and the up concepts. So my friends, I challenge you in your song, make sure that you've got a verse about the northbound responsibilities. Finally, my friend, that G in our song acronym simply reminds us of the importance of generosity. You see, the giving song always sounds better than the getting song. What will you give? Isn't it great to be connected to opportunities that are related to helping other people? You know, as we approach holiday seasons and such, many people always focus on the giving aspect. But the giving aspect is not just reserved for holidays. It's reserved for all the time. Companies that give back, it has been proven, they excel and advance more than companies that don't. We've got to preach a generosity and sing it in our songs. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to get on the generosity verse and make sure that people who are connected to you know how much you give, how much the team gives, and how much the companies give. No, it's not that you are giving to be seen, but everyone should be seen giving. Yes, my friends, generosity has power, and people always want to be connected to a cause bigger than themselves. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Simply contact the person who sent you this podcast. Find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.